The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is August the 26th. It's a Friday, 2016. We have a live show for you, and just want to thank you all. For those of you that came out to the movie screening last night here in Dallas, got to meet some people. Greatly appreciate seeing you all. Had a great time. I just want to thank you all for coming out. So we had a good movie screening with Black Friday that we screened, and so had a really good time and learned some things. And more importantly, there were some real fundamental things that were done that is going to be grown here in the Dallas area, which I think is going to grow in a lot of different places. I met some really, really great people. So I want to just thank all of you that are Black Talk Radio Network listeners and Tando Radio Show listeners that I was able to meet. So important. That was the highlight of the night for me. So with that being said, let's jump into some ways that we can support Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to Black Talk Radio Network's actual website, that's blacktalkradionetwork.com, then hit the / crowdfunding digital black media / and you'll see the current crowdfunding campaign that's going on, and you'll see under the crowdfunding digital black media, you'll see Scotty's daughter rocking one of the t-shirts. Really, really nice t-shirt, man. Let me tell you something about this t-shirt. This t-shirt is so comfortable. Really, really comfortable. So this is how we can support the network, by actually contributing to the crowdfunding campaign. And it's very easy in what you could do. You could donate right there on the site, or you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal, or by sending a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, you can make a check or money order for $24.99 or less. You can make a check or money order for all of the three ways in which you contribute. And in doing that check or money order, you will make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio network, and you will also receive the social media operations by way of the network. Make sure you leave a good email for that. So that's $24.99 or less. All donations are extremely, extremely appreciated. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25. With that $25, you will receive the emails and as well as get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt. And Scotty has more sizes, so even down to, I believe he said small, maybe even, I'm not quite sure, I'll talk to him today really quickly. I think he said maybe even extra small. Not too sure. Make sure you find out first. But that is what you can receive. And what you, if you would like to receive more than one t-shirt, if you want to receive multiple t-shirts, well, what happens is for every $25 or more contribution that you give, a t-shirt will be, you will be eligible to receive a t-shirt from that. So, with that being said, if you want two t-shirts, $50, three t-shirts, $75, four t-shirts, $100, and make sure you have a corresponding size with each t-shirt that you're going to receive, and make sure you leave a good shipping address as well as an email, just so, just in case something, they need to be contacted in order to expedite your overall order or to make sure it goes through. Next option is option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, you will also be eligible from time to time to receive a gift from the network as an appreciation for your contribution and a thank you for maintaining and giving this network financial energy to actually continue to grow and to reach out and to have a platform that is so needed in the future, especially for what we're going to be going through and what is on the horizon for us all. So, with that being said, everyone, if you are on Facebook or you are on some form of social media, listen, Scotty has devised and put together a social media platform that, in my opinion, is just as good or better than Facebook. Because why is it better than Facebook? Because it's ours. You don't have to worry about your information being stolen or sold or anything of that nature. I mean, excuse me, not sold. Scotty will not sell your information. So what you can do is go to www.btr, and that B stands for Black Talk Radio. BTR stands for Black Talk Radio, but just put the initials, btrcommunity.com. And you can go there and actually join and become a part of the social media platform that we have for Black Talk Radio Network. Now, there is a small fee, and this fee is so small. It's only $24 for the whole year, okay? It's kind of, you know, it's something that's so small. And many times we want things, and one of the things to getting things is that you have to ensure that there is a outlet for you to actually receive. So this is an opportunity to sow into the network to actually participate and help this network grow. $24 is very, very short, and this is where I only will be, I will only actually post here. If anything, I only post small things, and I mean just the radio show that we're going to be doing for the day inside of Facebook. I will not be on Facebook and posting information. I will do it exclusively here. So, with that being said, please go to BTR Community, and it's www.btrcommunity.com. Sign up, $24 for the whole year to become a part of the social media outlet. And there's some great stuff that we have there. It's pennies on the dollar. And I'm telling you, this is going to be crucial in the near future. So that's where you can do that. Next, if you're interested in purchasing precious metals, you can go to our website, prosperitymint.com. Check out what we have in inventory. Don't purchase until you text me and then we talk in person, because I need to explain to you the buying process and how it works so that you know exactly what you're getting. And this is a conversation, believe me, that you definitely want to have, and you will be thankful that you had it. So just before you do it, I don't, even if you purchased before, you know you've done it before, I know what I'm doing, this, please contact me. There's a reason why. Just believe me, this is something that is in your best interest. I want to talk to you before you engage in that. So you can see what we have there in inventory. And if you would like to purchase, definitely text me, 951-790-8330, or email me at wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. That's where you can find me. So That's what you could. That's what we have going on now. Today's show. Today's show is going to be. I was kind of. I'm losing my voice. I don't have a because I've been doing a lot of talking. So I'm kind of thinking about how we're going to do the show. So for those of you that are listening to the show, if you haven't called in before, please call in today to help a brother out with because my voice is really really gone. I've been doing a lot of talking, so help out. Call in and let's just look at some current events and let's go through what's going on and how to prepare. What we're going to do is one of the things I want to do is I want to look at some things that are going to be scarce in the future, especially if there's something that goes wrong by way of a war, or a major natural disaster, or man-made disaster, or a collapse of the or the divestment of the rest of the world of the U.S. dollar, which is happening by leaps and bounds, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to take a look at some things that are going to be scarce first, and look at those things, and then kind of so to give you an idea of some of the things that you're going to want to look at. And also we got to go over some of the things in the news that is important. I didn't post much today in the news, only because I was extremely still kind of busy reeling from some things that I had to do. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Definitely do that. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you help out. Don't just listen today. Help me out. Do me a favor. Call in and be participant in this, and we'll talk about some of the things that we should be getting. First, I'm going to check out some things that are in the news that we need to take a look at, maybe read an article or two, and then let's look at some of the things that are going to be scarce that you should be knowing about right now and to prepare yourself for it. We greatly appreciate your overall support by participating today. If you called in before, definitely call in. If you never called in before, now's a good time. Please help us out because my voice is really, really going. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. Well, not what's in the news. Well, what's in the news, but from the way of some of the things that I think we need to be taking a look at. Okay, so the major, major stories that we need to take a look at that has happened this week. And man, things are really, really expanding in this global war. You know, today I was listening to a FEMA public service announcement or commercial today. And they were saying that it's going to be difficult for you to communicate with your family if you haven't had a communication plan before things go awry, which is very true. And one of the reasons why this is critical is because of what's going on in the world. We're going to take a look at a couple of things and start to put this all together. There are a lot of governments throughout the world right now warning their people of catastrophes and pending calamities and telling them that they need to prepare. Well, your corporation that you pay taxes to has done the same thing for you. And it is a heads up before they know things that are going to happen start to happen so that they can say that they told you, they ran commercials and you never listened and this and that. But this is happening globally, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just happening here. The actual commercial was talking about being able to withstand your, to sustain yourself for 10 days, and this came from FEMA. And this is a mask, and I had it on a paid subscription network that was being serious, and I was listening to one of the channels, and the channel I was listening to was the NFL channel. And this is where this advisement came on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening all over the world. Because they are telling you what they know that they are going to bring about and to
muted
facilitate. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is extremely, extremely important. So
unmuted.
Advisement before we get into the news, but you're going to see why I said that, because there's another article that we're going to take a look at that is actually the exact same thing that's happening. So jump into a very critical, there's a couple of critical articles that I want to read. So now, in my opinion, we are on the verge of World War III that's going to lead to global nuclear war one right now. And there's a couple of articles that I want to take a look at to show you what they are and what's happening. There's another article that we're going to take a look at that now Finland. Well, I'm going to start with this one. Finland is now warning their citizens to actually stockpile for food and water and to prepare. And if Finland is in between, you got to know where Finland is. It's right there next to border Sweden, Norway, and Russia. Okay? So now, this article is very important because Germany did it on last weekend, last Sunday. What's today? Last Saturday. When was it last Sunday? Last Sunday or last Saturday? Germany warned its citizenry to have 10 days worth of food. Okay? Warned them. Why? In my opinion, because they know war in Europe is starting to happen. So here we are. Here's the article. Rumors of war. Comes from Superstation 95. First, it was Germany last Saturday, August the 20th, which began with warning its citizens to stockpile 10 days worth of food and water. One day later, Czechoslovakia warns its citizen, the Czech Republic did, prepare for the worst, is what Czechoslovakia had said. And you're not getting this here in the United States in these types of terms, but they did warn you. We've been warning you since we came on air. Now, Finland is warning its citizens to stockpile large quantities of food and water. Something bad is coming. Let me say this again. Stockpile large quantities of food and water. Something bad is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if Finland, something bad is coming into Finland and coming to Czechoslovakia and coming to Germany, it's coming to you too. And what they're talking about is coming is war. The warning signs are being issued word of mouth throughout Finland and being done very quietly but quickly. Finland shares 1,300 miles borders with Russia, as shown. If these warnings were coming if these warnings were coming from some conspiracy website, we could laugh them off. No, you couldn't. You couldn't laugh any. This is ridiculous. You need to investigate, vet, and see. Because once you get into that mindset of laughing things off, you end up having a habitual pattern of doing that for everything. That's what the system wants you to do. We could laugh them all. They're not. These warnings are coming from official government entities in Europe, and they come at a time when tensions have risen everywhere. In Eastern Europe, fighting inside the Ukraine has reached a fever pitch with the Russian separatists battling to liberate Eastern Ukraine to become part of Russia. The Ukrainian army troops are having a tough time with these rebels and are being supplied by Russia with the latest weapons, including tanks and rocket launchers. Early last week, Russia had deployed 40,000 troops to the border between Crimea and the Ukraine and around 30,000 troops on the border with Lithuania and the Baltic nations. Yesterday morning, Russia called a snap military drill. Whenever you start hearing these military drills, at some point in some time, one of these drills is going to go live. Oh, even here in the United States. For about two-thirds of the entire country, massive troop readiness activators are taking place in those Russian military districts, as shown on the map below. 8 hours ago in Germany, and this is from earlier today, 8 hours ago in Germany, two full truckloads of U.S. military M1A Abrams tanks were being loaded into two trains in Germany, being sent for a destination unknown. Clearly, this type of heavy armament is not something anyone does for fun. The train shown below departed heading east and southeast. And if you know what that area is, ladies and gentlemen, that's moving towards the Baltic nation. We got pictures there. In the middle of the east, Turkey just committed an illegal act of aggression by sending tanks and troops across the border into Syria, despite the two months ago by the Syrian government, any foreign troops entering Syria without the permission of the Syrian government will be attacked. As many of you are aware, Syria is an ally of Russia, and the two countries are working together to stop U.S.-backed rebels from overthrowing Bashar Assad. Whether the Russian and Syrians are actually attacking the Turks entering Syria remains to be seen. But yesterday, Russia asked Iraq to close its northern airport due to an upcoming large military operation in Syria. This is dangerous. Now, let me tell you this about this. Russia and Syria told the U.S. and Turkey about 96 hours ago. You need to do the 96-hour margin call. Well, we may be living the 96 margin call pretty soon here. That they needed to be out of Syria by yesterday. And anyone in Syria that is not Syrian and authorized by the Syrian government to be there will be attacked, regardless of who they are. U.S., Turkey, or anyway. Anyone. This is going across in so many ways to the Syrian in the Middle East and in the Baltic states in Eastern Europe and in Europe, and is going to spread to Africa, China, Russia, South America, and ultimately here. So here we go. Article continues. Here we go. Let me find my place. Okay. As many of you are aware, Syria is an ally of Russia, and the two countries are working together to stop U.S.-backed rebels from overthrowing the Syrian president, Bashar Assad. Whether the Russians and Syrians will actually attack the Turks entering Syria remains to be seen. But yesterday, oh, we read this part. Sorry about that. It's very ominous. Next, in the Far East, China is making large naval moves to arm and expand the islands in the South Sea of China, with more than 800 miles from the Chinese coast, even though the World Court at Hague had ruled that China has no historical or legal claim to any islands in that region. Also in the Far East, China is flatly warning Japan not to take part in the U.S. bloc freedom of navigation maneuvers in the South Sea of China or face Chinese military action. Let me say that again. Also in the Far East, China has flatly warned Japan not to take part in the U.S.-backed freedom of navigation maneuvers in the South Sea of China or face Chinese military action, an actual direct threat. This is one of the only direct threats that are on the table outside of what Putin has said, but this is the most direct threat. Why is this significant? Because this is China talking to Japan. This isn't people just talking noise, or however you want to characterize that language in the streets. These are people that really mean it and have the wherewithal to do it, and they are. Very, very telling for us here. Last but certainly not least, in the Far East, North Korea again threatened a preemptive nuclear attack upon South Korea and the U.S. over military drills conducted between South Korea and the U.S. The only people who are not being told about all of this are the American people, except for those that listen to Tando Radio Show. We talk about this much. We are being left blissfully unaware of the world is rapidly approaching all-out war on multiple fronts. This is how you get into a global war. in really a global war. All you need for a global war is for some of the main superpowers to get in the war. It drags everyone else into it. This is what's going to happen here. Much of it is being caused by the actions of the Obama administration in the Ukraine, in Syria, in South Korea, and in the South Sea of China. It is almost though, and I don't think it's just the Obama administration, no matter who's going to be there, these are celebrity figureheads, it's going to be them all, trying to start World War III. No, they're not trying to start World War III, ladies and gentlemen. They have already started World War III. It's just in the early stages. It is no turning back. It will go much, it will become more involved, it will become deeper, it will become more widespread, and it will become deadlier. And it will be coming here. No question about it, or denied. No doubt about it. It is going to happen. So it goes on. It is almost as though the U.S. government is actually trying to start World War III. If they succeed, they'll be lucky to live through it. Okay, so now, this is why we've been saying, and well, the article goes on, Superstation urges Americans to stockpile food, water, especially long-term items like canned meats, canned vegetables, large bags of rice, beans, flour, grain, powder, milk. We urge Americans to arm yourselves and make certain to have ammunition. Naturally, have some emergency supplies like flashlights, portable radios, spare batteries, and an electric generator. With spare fuel and a first aid kit is also a good idea. What do you mean a good idea? It's a must. Sorry about that, Demini. Yes. Most of all, pay attention to what is taking place. Your life could depend on it. So true. Now, this is what's happening in Finland. And the rumors of war are no longer rumors of war. There are actually moves in war. So, you need to know. Because many people think here in the United States that they won't be adversely affected or nothing is going to bother them tomorrow. So the only thing that they're thinking about is what they're going to do Saturday morning or what they're going to do Sunday or what they're going to do Monday. There is a rude awakening coming for those people that are not prepared. Not only is the U.S., the rest of the militaries of the world preparing, the U.S. is also. And if you only knew some of the information that I've received that I cannot, I would just tell you that the U.S. military is engaging in preparing for major offensive and major, I would say, events to happen here in the United States that will directly affect you. You need to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, as you already know. But because we've been saying to prepare, a lot of people haven't seen what to prepare for, so they don't prepare. Well, when they do see what they need to prepare for, it will be too late to prepare. Now it will be every person for themselves, and now you're going to have to fight and fend off everyone to get what you need. That is a position of disadvantage. That was time that you wasted, but then you're going to have to respond to that situation anyhow. I'm saying to you, respond to it from at least having did what you could beforehand. Okay? So now, that article is very telling. Some other major articles that we want to take a look at. Where are we at? We got get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, this three more articles I want to take a look at. Then we want to jump into some of the things that you should be having because the stores are going to be out of them so that you can prepare. Listen, everyone, definitely jump in on the conversation. Help me out today. And plus, I think it's really good for us all to sound off. You're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today. We're going to be talking about some of the things that you should be preparing for and some of the things that we think are going to be running out in the stores. If you have a list of some things that you're going to, that you think are going to be running out, I'm going to give you some time to do that. We'll probably pick that up in the last hour of the show. So have your list and then make it known so that everyone will know. So what you think, and add on to it, because I think it's very, very important, because there'll be some things that I will miss that you should have. And plus, not only that, I really do need some of you to call in and to sound off today, because I'm totally losing my voice. So just want to thank you all for listening to Tando. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Now,
oh, Brother Day, this is Scotty,
what
man.
I do want... Hey, Scotty, what's up, brother?
Hey, if you don't get any calls, if you need to end the program an hour early, man, certainly do that. You got to take care of your voice, man. So if you don't have participation, if you want me to shut it down at 7, that's cool.
No, we're gonna keep going, Scotty. I appreciate it, brother. But we're going to keep going because I think it's very, very important, as you already know. We'll get through. However it ends out, we'll get through, and I appreciate and thank you, bro, because we are really sitting in times in which we are going through major events that are staging themselves. And once they jump off, Scotty, as you know from being in the military, like I know and Brother Davis knows from being in the military, and a lot of our listeners, once things really jump off militarily, there is no, it goes in all different directions. There is no stability at all. No stability, especially when you're talking about a global war with superpowers being involved. Everything gets so disrupted. The supply lines get disrupted. The delivery of power, everything, the medical system gets disrupted. Everything, the banking system, the everyday way of life system gets disrupted. It's, you know, and people will, depending on the events that are going to happen, and there are going to be events here in the United States where the United States, you look at some war-torn countries, the United States will be looking like that at different strategical places, definitely around the ports cities and definitely around some of the major economic cities and the overall trade route cities. The strategical moves are going to be great. So what I want to do now is that I want to give you a couple of articles to show you how serious this is. First, it was Germany last week telling their people to prepare last Saturday. Well, Germany also told their citizens and had made known to their citizens that they are going to, same thing they did here, think about this. Everyone start to put this evidence together to substantiate and validate what the heck is really going on. Germany started to talk about drafting their citizens. The U.S. has too. You know how they brought the draft back? You remember, don't you? Talking about drafting your daughters. Why in the world would they drafting your? Why would they be drafting the daughters? Because the war is going to be so extensive. China has a 2-man-million army that is going to be broken down to smaller units. Why smaller units? So that they can respond to threats and attacks and counterattacks much faster without having to worry about supplying and moving much quicker from smaller units. Imagine a 2-million-man large army that's broken up in smaller groups all over the world. You have major, major problems, and the U.S. can't respond to it. Because it's not just China. It's going to be Russia. It's going to be the other nations
Iran.
I was about to say, Iraq, Dave, you know what happened in the past couple of days, right, in the Gulf of Hormuz?
Yep, yep.
With the Navy ship and Iranian ship. Well, not just the Navy ship. As I talked about it yesterday, I said, okay, the it was a Navy ship and Kuwaiti ship.
The fast. Yep.
Yeah, that, and I was like, well, what are they doing? That's right off the coast of Iran. They want to play like, oh, these Iranians are harassing them, but the Strait of Hormuz is a very narrow strip that gives you access to the Persian Gulf. Well, most of the Persian Gulf, at least, you know, half of it borders Iran. So U.S. presence in that Gulf is intimidation and a threat to Iranians. I could look at it like that. And so I was like, man, that could blow. And then you're riding around with the Kuwaitis in the Gulf. You know, what are you doing? That's a military exercise. So you're having military exercises right off of their coast. That's what's going on.
Yep. Yep. And Scott is, Scotty is absolutely right. The Iranians have what's called fast-moving boats, and that's what they've been using to actually countermeasures against some of the large naval ships in that small confined area of the Strait of Hormuz, where 75% of the world oil goes through, and it's really key with Egypt and Iran. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a global scenario that is so important, and it's going to adversely affect you once it kicks off, because it's not a matter of when, it has already kicked off. It's just a matter of when is it going to affect you. And I would say you're closer to it today than you were yesterday. So now, putting this all together, Scotty's absolutely right. So now the U.S. is going to fight a global war against multiple entities, multiple nations all over the world. Can't be done. This is why they got to draft your daughters, and they passed this. And this is how you have plausible deniability to have millions and millions of people killed on this globe. And we're falling for it hook, line, and sinker. We've fallen for it so much that we wait for it to happen, and I'll just, well, once it happens, I'll respond to it. No, you won't. If you have that type of attitude, you'll respond to it from a position where you have nothing, and you'll be begging for the smallest things. And most people here aren't used to that at all. But it's going to be an everyday way of life here soon enough. Let me paint this picture for you of how many countries are involved in this and what's really going on so that you can really see what's happening. Scotty said, this is all military exercises that's going on throughout the world. What does that mean? Military exercises mean that at any given point, those exercises are going to turn live. They're going to turn live. All the world is having military exercises for what? They're telling you they're about to go to war. What are you doing about it? And once it kicks off, you look back to here, you're going to be like, oh, shoot, I should have did this and I should have did. Don't let that be anyone that's listening here on Tando Radio Show. Don't let that be you, because it doesn't have to be. So listen, let's put this together to see how big this is. Germany mulls military conscript as part of a defense plan. German government is considering bringing back compulsory military service as it eyes possible security threats facing the country, according to a confidential document seen at DPA. That's one of the national papers there. Now, you notice something? All these other countries are telling their people in a very direct way, you ain't heard nothing here in the United States because you're the target. You are the target. Article goes on. The German government, the proposal is a part of an internal ministry strategy paper that focuses on both the preparing the country for a potential NATO deployment and beefing up the country's civil defense. It is due for cabinet review on Wednesday. It was on review 2 days ago. An attack on German territory that would require conventional defense is unlikely. You hear that? An attack on German territory that would require conventional defense is unlikely. The document says, however, German However, civil defense measures are necessary because a major security threat in the future could not be ruled out. The military conscript was phased out 5 years ago. However, Germany is considering new security strategies after two terrorist attacks on the massive shooting last month, as well as tensions between NATO military alliances and Russia about the 2014 annexing of Crimea and subsequent military involvement in eastern Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, they are telling you right there that they are actually talking out the side of their neck when they said earlier, but when they said that no conventional threat is there. Yes, there is a conventional threat. This is why they need to start to, they're just saying, no, nothing is going to happen, but we're going to take this precautionary measure. We fall for everything hook, line, and sinker. We always fall for, they try to tell us that they have your best interest, when in actuality, they're setting you up to go to sleep and actually be used and exploited. So what they're basically saying here is that they know that the Russian annexing of Crimea is going to bring about a war in Europe, and they need to start to get prepared. This is Germany. So all of the people that talk about conspiracy theories and everything else, find out who those people are and don't say a darn word to them. Get away from those people, because they are going to be extremely unprepared and dangerous. So, you know, remind you that it's the rejection of knowledge that destroys the people. So here it goes. However, as part of the new civil defense plan that requires citizens to stockpile, here it is. Also, a part of the civilian defense plan is a measure that will require citizens to stockpile food, water, for use in emergency situations. Citizens should be required to have an individual stockpile of food that will last a period of 10 days in order to support state measures. To provide basic supplies in emergency situation, the document says. 10 days of food, ladies and gentlemen, not enough. If they're telling you need 10 days of food, you actually need to multiply that by 5. 10 or 10. You need a couple of months worth. You need to get as much as you possibly can. Because this warning is not just for German citizens, it's actually for American people, for Americans here too. Because when Germany gets into something, and it's going to be that big when Germany gets into it, that you can guarantee that you're in it too. And your children and our people and our family members, our friends and family members that are in the U.S. military are definitely going to be involved in that, and that brings ties everything here into it too. So this is what Germany told their people on Saturday, and this one came out on Monday. And they had to have had an emergency meeting to prepare for this. This is where we are. That's Germany. So if Germany's doing it, so is France. If France is doing it, so are many other European countries. Why? Because they're telling you this is going to happen, and it's up to you to pay attention to know. Next thing that we need to take a look at. It's an article that, let me pull this one up. Here we go. It's an article that came out on Tuesday, and it's a very critical article, and this is the one that you definitely need to read here. And this came from U.S. Press, and I said I wanted to talk about it today. So here it is, U.S. Press. I'm sorry, Press TV is where it came from. I posted inside of Black Talk BTR community. U.S. ready to target Russian Syrian jets in Syria. The Pentagon said they're ready to target Russian and Syria jets. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Tuesday, August the 23rd. The Pentagon has warned Syria and Russia that the U.S. is ready to shoot down their planes, which Washington claims threatens American advisors in northern Syria. Then get y'all out of Syria. What are you? This is the normal. This is ridiculous. Have no right to be there. And this is because we allow this to go on. We continue to play by these individual rules, and this is why they rule it. Pentagon is going to tell them, listen to this, the arrogance of this, how Americanized this is. The Pentagon warned Syria and Russia that the U.S. is ready to shoot down their planes, which Washington claims threaten American advisors in northern Syria. Are you out your mind? Get your advisors out of Syria. Get your influence out of Syria. But see, here's what is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You're the interest. You're going to be the advisors. And you're going to be the ones that the government is going to use as their fodder and collateral to wage wars. Not to destroy other governments, but to depopulate this planet and you. Here's the article. Warning came after the U.S. fighter jet tried to engage Syrian Air Force aircraft in Syria last week, but the shootdown was avoided as the government plane left before the American arrived. Davis claimed on Friday the U.S. fighter attempted to intercept the Syrian plane to protect American advisors. Are you out of your mind? Get out. How are you going to be protecting inside of someone else's country? You're invading their country. What do you think the response, what do you think as the regular people here, what do you think the overall justification that North Korea would have advisors in Georgia or in Florida have their that are there because they're there trying to destabilize? This is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. Your advisors is an act of war because this is what they want. They want this war. And they want you to buy off into it that the U.S. is off. No, 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 no. If we.
Okay, listeners, we appear to be having some technical issues on my end, so I'm going to have to reconnect. Wow, it's some crazy stuff going on with my browser. Just all these windows started popping up. I think I know why. So now I have to get called back in. Give me an opportunity to do that as I try to navigate and close these windows. Wow, this is crazy. It's one of those Fridays as we head into the weekend. See if I can go ahead and play some music while I take care of this. This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I am making some progress, so bear with me.
This service is provided in high definition by freeconferencecallhd.com.
This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
Undergoing training with U.S. Operation Special Force Operation troops around the northern city of Haskin. But they had left by the time the American jets arrived. So what's happening in Syria? Syria, U.S. forces are being blasted in Syria, ladies and gentlemen. And they're actually being targeted. Think about who you think should be targeting them. The Syrian government and all of their allies. So they have no right to be there to destabilize any sovereign country by their own mandate. See, this is a case where they write laws that they don't have to follow. They create debt that they don't have to pay. They declare wars that they don't have to fight. You do. So, since March 2003, the Syrians have grappled by foreign-backed militants. Daesh terrorists have still control a part of Syria and Iraq. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember the U.S. Pentagon said that they weren't going to allow Russian planes to buzz their ships in the Black Sea. They were going to shoot them down now. This is another direct threat. This is probably the direct threat that is going to bring about a false flag. Somewhere on the somewhere in the world, some ocean, some land, some military operation, they're going to say that the U.S. is going to come back and say, oh, that they were attacked by someone. And they weren't. When they've instigated it, because this is what has been done throughout history. And this is going to explode into a world war. That's going to turn into a global nuclear war. It's not going to destroy the world. Only thing that is going to destroy is the comfort zone and the comfortable standards in which you have grown accustomed to, that you think that can never be compromised. This is where we are. Very telling information here. We are in a situation that you didn't create, but you will be held accountable for the institutions and the celebrity figureheads that created this by directives and were falling for it hook, line, and sinker. So now we have multiple fronts in Syria where the U.S. is saying that they're going to shoot down Russian jets, which they probably will shoot down an older Russian jet, but the U.S. can't compete with the Russian forces anymore. And this is going to be a real problem. There was an attack. Turkish forces went into Syria on Tuesday under the cover of U.S. air support. Like I said, Syria and Russia told them they had 72 hours to stop and get out. And remember last week, China gave their allegiance to Syria, saying that they would back them militarily. Do you start to see this huge picture that's going on, ladies and gentlemen? The war has already started and is only going to start adversely affecting you very soon. The invasions have already taken place. The military operations are unfolding as we speak. They told you what is coming. This is why all of Europe is preparing for a war. This is why the U.S. is preparing for a war. This is why you need to be preparing for multiple threats, hacking, cyber attacks, wars, terrorist acts by terrorists, the ultimate terrorists, and without a doubt, the divestment the rest of the world is having in the confidence in the United States. They're looking at them as, no longer do we need you. You are a pariah, a bacteria that we need to get rid of. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. So when we come back, we're going to jump into what some of the things you should have, and definitely give us a call to help out my voice. Listen, Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I have a live show for you. Today is Friday, and we need to talk. All of Europe is preparing for war. The U.S. is also preparing for war, but they're not telling you to get prepared for war. All of the world is positioning itself to protect themselves while you're not being given those instructions. And you know what's so funny? If the government told people here to do it, they would actually do it. Oh, we are so backward. Not so much that it's you all, but it's just the general confidence and faith that people have. This is why the U.S. is being so destabilized right now. And let me tell you this. Remember when they had Dexter come on and he was talking about events that are going to happen here in the United States by radical groups and how we all needed to bond together, which he was saying that is going to be happening soon in the United States? Oh, yes, there is. It's definitely, that's always been the plan. Destabilization is always the plan. You're going to have groups here that very famous and infamous groups, acts of terrorists of all over, are going to be used because they've been they've actually been the workers of iniquity for those that you wait, many people wait to hear from before they decide if something is credible or not. Was it on CNN? Was it on mainstream media? The news didn't say nothing about it. The news uses you. When are you going to stop being used by the news and start creating the solutions? The dude Dexter came on and said that there were going to be major events that you all need to prepare for, and we would like to help you. Well, I do believe that, because let me tell you something about prophecy. It really ain't prophecy when you write it, when you write the orders. They're telling you what is going to happen because they're telling you what they're going to do. I think there are going to be major groups throughout this country on all different agendas are going to spark off violence that is going to cause some real disruption while the U.S. is engaging in a war on multi-fronts against major powers. Troops will be all over the world. Your daughters and your sons, the youth, will be also, because there'll be protests about that once it starts to really go into full effect. Then there's going to be destabilization here, and there'll be martial law here. We're on the verge of martial law as we speak right now, ladies and gentlemen. All it will take is one major attack, and God forbid that it is one of a nuclear. The United States will be in martial law 24 hours after that, or just 24 hours shy of that event happening. Doesn't matter where it happens in the world. So, the destabilization, and remember, in Jade Hell 15, they moved military infrastructure all over the country. Why? Because they planned on using that infrastructure. Because the conditions for those equipment and that infrastructure to be used have now arrived. And it's only starting. And it's going to be difficult for you to prepare here in the States, because it's not going to be that you're going to be so much worried about foreign entities bombing your cities, which you will have to worry about also, but you won't know who is who, and it will be so confusing. It will bring in the perfect chaotic situation to control the people. And the only thing that you're going to say is that they're going to tell you that this is the end times. No, this is the times that they written the end for you. And remember, I said they written it, because that's all man can do is write it and then energize it to happen at the appropriate time. Not a prophecy, ladies and gentlemen. It's the will. We are going to be dealing with the will of very evil people, because they want to control more and enslave more. And it's hard for them to do that when the population of the world is just starting to get past a threat level to them. Has nowhere to near going towards it's a threat to the ecosystem or sustainability. That's the lie that they tell you and we buy, because we are all in different major cities and you got people saying it's too many people. Well, get off. So many people talk about it's I heard one person say, yeah, it's too many people. Well, get off. Get off the ride. And I said that for them to get off the ride, because they were suggesting that some other people should be taken off the ride. No. Why don't you do it? I won't do it to you unless you're a threat to me. I'm fine. But since you think that you're so more important than other people, and you're so more relevant than other people, that they need to be dropped off. Well, don't you think that those people think that about you? And that same stupidity? But see, some people are aggressive in that way that maybe you do need to defend yourself against those. Those people are sociopaths and psychopaths waiting for the right opportunity to spring. And this is why we have the continuance of wars, famines, diseases, and poverty globally. So the U.S. is going to be destabilized completely by multiple fronts. Cyber attack, foreign wars, I mean global war, battles within the United States between different factious groups, different extremists. And this is why you need to prepare for it. So, that being said, in my opinion, you really do. I've seen some things, I've been made aware of some things, and they have been substantiated and vetted by so many. This is where we are going. So now, what I want to do, I want to take a look at some things really quickly that I think that you should be looking at, because the stores are going to run out of these things quickly. You know, one of the things they always talk about, flashlights and batteries. Flashlights are cool, but they're not a real necessity, ladies and gentlemen. It's a luxury. It's a luxury. So let me go over a couple of things that I think you should know. Definitely batteries for your shortwave radio and batteries in general, but they have their place. Okay. Generators, electric generators, yes. You need electric generators if you can have the means to get it. Gas generators also in the initial stages. In the initial stages. Propane. Propane is so important. Propane is so important in this situation. Can openers. Water filtration systems, containers that you can put water in and carry, water containers. You're gonna knives and axes are gonna be first aid kits, ways to make fires, candle, firewood, sleeping bag. What else is gonna be some of the first things? Of course, food. Water, going into the winter months, you definitely, because I do believe that we're going to go through a major fall this fall, because the overall global economy standards is calling for that, and we're going to take a look at that also today. But at any time, call in with your own thoughts about this, with some of the things that are going to be lost in the overall stores. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Also, matches and candles are going to be so important the fall and in the winter. Shovel, warm clothing, gear to be able to clean your guns, oil for your firearms, in ways to keep your weapons clean. From that standpoint, there's going to be so many different things that are going to be so scarce. Vitamins are going to be extremely scarce. The staples of life, the basic necessities of life, are going to be very scarce. Toilet paper, it's going to be used for bartering. It's going to be so... Venezuela has a real big problem with toilet paper. Nobody can find it there. Venezuela is actually the poster child of what's going to be happening here. So these are some of the things that are going to be scarce. What's some of the things? There's a bunch more. But what's some of the things that you think that we didn't mention that is going to be scarce? Gasoline. Diesel. Sanity. It's probably going to be one of the scarcest commodities and necessities, especially for those that are not prepared. And even people that are prepared, they will be affected. They will have an adverse effect to what's going on psychologically, because we have not been studies of history or critical thinkers about what is the real cause of our diseased society
we only look at symptoms. So, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pounds. We need to hear from you. What are some of the things that you think that are going to be scarce? We got a caller in queue. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, Brother Mel? What's going on, man? Losing my voice, man.
Not feeling too well, huh?
No, I'm feeling well. I'm just losing my voice.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure you know what to do.
Yes, sir.
When you mentioned Venezuela, man, I was watching a show, a documentary on them and how I hear you talk about the black market a lot. And, man, they black marketers, I mean, they bootlegging gasoline, like the cocaine trade over there, man. And
right.
It's just so many things that we take for granted every day, man. And everything you can think of, get it. You need it. You need to have some of it.
Right, right.
I mean, even if it's iodine, rubbing alcohol, all kinds of disinfectants, even bleach, you know,
hygiene.
All kinds of things,
yeah.
Man. It's just so many things. I mean, you could really just go on and on and on, man. You need to get
you're making some great points. Go ahead. You said we need to get yourself some old. Go ahead.
Get an old school car. Get you an old.
Thank
car.
You, man. Brother Braggs, I've been telling Brother Braggs because you know Brother Braggs and you really like old cars. I've been telling Brother. Whoa. Y'all got to hear what Mel is about to say about old cars. Why Mel is saying this, and I've been. Me, Brother Braggs, and I know I expressed this to Mel and a couple of other people, but Mel is about to drop a big bomb on you. But go ahead, Mel. Finish what you were saying. Why old cars, man? Why old cars?
It was an old car because maybe a couple of months ago, there was two guys in Houston, Texas, and they stole like 30 Jeeps, the new Jeeps, the smart cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they stole them, joyrolled them, and then just dropped them off at the Mexican border and just dumped them. But see, the thing is, they did it using a keyboard. They never set foot in the car.
Did y'all hear what Mel just said? Say that one more time. How were they stealing the cars?
Using a computer and a keyboard. They never seen the cars, never was even in the vicinity of the cars. Joyrolled the cars. And the only reason that they got caught is because they were getting away with it and they didn't get any accolades. They kept doing it like, dang, this is so easy.
So they weren't getting no exposure.
Yeah, so they kind of told on themselves.
They're like, yo, man, we've been stealing these cars. Because let me tell you why. That was, and Mel is bringing up critical things. This is why having older cars is going to be so important. Get you an old car that works, because what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, there may not be an EMP before the car shut down. They can shut all the cars down electronically now. They always were able to do it. This is why the cash for clunkers was institutionalized, to get you away, and they always trick you with their worthless paper. We're going to give you some worthless paper. You give us back your valuable asset. Cars are a valuable asset. If you don't think that it's because a car today is a new is a horse of old. New car. Just think about it, brothers and sisters. Just think about it. They can turn all the cars off, or guess what? Speed them all up and stop the brakes from working. Just think about that for a minute. Wait a minute. Just think about this for a minute, sisters and brothers. Some hacker for any city or any geographical area with a sophisticated enough system, which doesn't have to be sophisticated at all, just have to have access into, have a virus, or have a bug already implanted in the system, and have all their cars in, let's say, in one city, speed up just 10 miles per hour,
and disengage the brake.
Yeah.
Imagine the overall death and destruction by war that that would create. Think about that for a minute. Everybody that's driving by a school is all of a sudden inside the school. Because people are going to do what? Panic. And they're going to be like, what the heck? And what are they going to do? Steer into everything, anything moving. Oh my gosh. This is serious, this capability, and it's already been tested when they killed that reporter in Los Angeles. They had the car speed up to over 100 miles per hour and just allow only the steering to be held, couldn't slow the car down. Finally hit a tree.
You remember they did that to that CEO out here for...
Yes, exactly, Mel. The one CEO from the energy company.
Yeah, the day he was supposed to testify, the day before he was supposed to testify, his SUV... Yeah, 100 miles an hour, and they said the brake never engaged.
I'm not laughing at it, but I'm just saying this stuff is real with the capability.
Real. My cars, man, they can't, an EMP won't affect my bad boy to keep on trucking. An EMP won't affect it at all.
Yep. But these are some of the intrinsical things that are so critical. Now, let me tell you what happens about this. Now, when you start to do that with cars, what you're going to do is you're going to prevent... Now, they shut off all the first responders, but I'm going to tell you what they're going to do to the first responders. No, they're not going to shut the first responders off. They're going to have their cars, vehicles going fast, too, with no brakes, too.
Can I say something real
stabilize
quick?
Stabilize everything. Yeah, what do you mean, can you say something? You called into the show, brother.
I'm trying to give your voice the rest. Okay, so when you're looking for older cars, you know, like maybe 90, maybe mid to late 90 models, like your Hondas and so forth, if you can find them like low 100,000 miles, little over 100,000 miles, the one thing you'll want to do is make sure you get the timing belt or timing chain replaced, tune it up, treat it right, and I'm telling you, that thing will give you a 250,000 miles. Like your older, like Toyotas, your Hondas, even your Chevys, you know, just be careful, stay away from like Chryslers and the Cadillacs and all of that stuff. Get you a small economy, like preferably a V6, because it's economical on fuel. Even a four-cylinder, you know, those are good cars to have that's reliable. But, look for them late 90s models.
See, this is what Tando Show is all about. It's about you preparing for this. Man, I had a 90 Honda. Ooh. That thing would run.
Nothing, huh?
Oh, my God. Run. Yeah. This is so true, and you got to get these things now because guess what? The value of those cars are going to go over hundreds of thousands of dollars because they are going to be, their reliability will make them highly sought after. You go ahead and get these new cars, all these new smart cars. Smart cars for dumb people. Smart phones for dumb people. And I'm not making fun of anybody, but this is what the system thinks. The car is smart enough not for you, but be smart enough to do whatever they want. That smart technology is not there for you. That smart technology is there to be used against you. Man, Mel, you drop mega bomb.
Yeah, man,
mega bomb.
Well, thank you very much, man, and peace to the listeners and the callers. Peace, and Scotty. Man, I don't know if you're listening, but BTR community's getting buzzed, man. So hope it goes really well, man. It's getting buzzed. I'm hearing people talking about it on other platforms. And of course, I'm spreading the word out here, so let's keep it rolling, man.
No doubt. No
man,
doubt.
Man, thanks, Mel. Oh, okay, Scotty was there. Yes.
And, Scotty, is there, like, a real easy way to do it? I mean, do you have, like, a PayPal account, or do I just need to go through Black Talk Radio Network?
No, it's got a PayPal, but if you don't have to have a PayPal account. It'll accept any kind of credit or debit card to
right on the website.
Yeah, on the website, btrcommunity.com, just click on the registration button and say registration.
Cool. I'll do it tonight.
All right. Okay. Appreciate you.
All right. Peace.
Okay, brother. And one thing I need to do, I need to make my monthly subscription tonight. So, hey, great points, Mel, because that is so true. Something short. We got Brother Davis in queue. Let's go to Brother Davis. Welcome, Brother Davis, to the Tando Radio Show.
Hey, good evening, my brothers and sisters. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is. Brother Davis, what's happening? Go ahead, Brother Davis. Go ahead.
Listen, I'm coming out of the mountains of Vermont, so I might lose you, but I want to finish several different things. One of the things about those old cars is that if you got one that's manual, you don't need a key to crank it. You can actually jump that sucker. And that worked out to your advantage. And another thing that worked out to your advantage is that those cars have been restored in Cuba for the last 40 or 50 years. So all you got to do is have an avenue of getting parts, and there's a good chance that it's going to run. And they got their late 50s and early 60s models. So you know that they have taken a licking and keep on ticking. Another thing, keep in mind this. When you get stuff to put in your bug-out bag, get stuff that has multiple purpose uses. Things like rags, apple cider vinegar with the mother, because that also could work as a disinfectant. It could also do a number of other things, as well as add to brushing your teeth and bringing hygiene and nutritional value. You really want to make sure that what you find, you can get as many multiple uses out of as possible. That way you'll use it accordingly, and that also plays a role in it. And there's a book I just got not too long ago. I can't think of the name of it on me, but it says edible plants that you can eat in your environment. My wife says she'll find it so I can give you the right and the title to it. But literally, you can go outside and pick food up off the... It's like the lady, her caption is, I go shopping every day, and I just walk down the street. And she's grocery shopping, so she's picking up vegetation, which she literally takes pictures of, tells you the pros and cons and the dynamics of cooking it, all in the book. So you need tools like this, because regardless of where you go, it becomes a part of your survival method. And believe me, they attain more and more value as time goes on, because guess what? Things aren't going to be pretty for a while. I mean, America... should I say, obese country in the world for a reason. They have had much and more of everything. So that will cease. And so don't be surprised if you see people just lying in the street. Dead because they couldn't get their medicine. Dead because they didn't know how to feed themselves. That's why I was trying to get you to understand the importance of your compassion. You have to keep your compassion focused. You will give away your resources and be without. So always keep in mind that the little things will make all the difference in the world. My wife also said, when it comes down to the children, remember that you can dry fruits in season. Now, when you dry fruits in season, this becomes candy. When I say candy, I mean it's nutritional. It gives them the sweet taste that they want. We're prejudiced towards pineapple. But it's real sweet. It gives them that energy that they need, that energy boost, and it has a natural sugar in it to amuse them. Also has some books that you can read to them and books that they can read. That plays a serious role in the development of the child, because you might be doing something and need them to read the instruction manual or be trying a new effective tool and need them to have an understanding of how you're going about this, so they'll be reading the manual. All of these things, although they may seem tedious, right, play a role in the operation of survival. But listen, she can't find the book right now, but I'll definitely give it to you when I have on Monday. I'll give you a call, or the next time we have this show or this forum, and I'll give you a call. Another thing, if you're going to have matches, get blue tips. Don't get anything less, because if they blue tips will strike because they literally have flint built into the tip. So when you strike it against something, you'll get a spark. So keep that in mind, and I'll go back into the room and listen, brother.
Man, great points as always. You and Sister Davis is saying something?
Oh, yeah. It's called Guide to Wild Fruits. No, excuse me. Guide to Wild Foods and Useful Plants by Christopher. His last name is N like in Nancy, Y-E-R-G-E-S, Nigers. And we got it right off of Amazon. It's Guide to Wild Foods and Useful Plants. And it actually goes around and it just shows you foliage, pictures of it, you know, the mature plant and the baby plant, and what's edible and what is not, and how to cook it or how to eat it if it's raw, you know.
One more time, Sister Davis, is the guide to wild foods
and useful plants by Christopher. Last name is Ann. Like in Nancy, Y like in yellow, E, Edward, R, Richard, G, George, E, Edward, S, Sam, 9 years. And we got it, yep. A lady was, we met another trucking lady, and she keeps it right in her back pocket. And we went out and she was showing us some stuff just from right outside. And she carried it right in her pocket, and it's got pictures and it's edible. She said she could survive for weeks with it.
That's critical. I see the book right here. And let me tell you, your library has to be a strategical library first. You have
absolutely
to have those, the right, Brother Davis, because you can't rely on, and you and Sister Davis know, we won't be able to lie on the grid. You have to have these things in front of you. You can get this book in paperback, which I'm ordering right now. I'm going to do that.
Do
today
we have
as I get off
a question to Brother Davis and Sister Davis? Greetings to you. Does it have Pope Salad in that book? Is Pope Salad in
there?
Yes,
it does.
Does it have what?
Does it have what? Pope Salad?
Yeah, Pope Salad.
Oh, Pope Salad Bar. That was one of the things I grew up on.
Yeah,
I didn't look in it, but I'm pretty sure it's in there because there had some indigenous plants that I didn't think that was in the book. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they... Scotty, listen, I messed up in my registration, brother. I can't log on, so I'm going to need your help. However I go about doing that, because the Alpha, the Truth 2, I haven't set up a web box for it. So I need to get with you on that so I can register. I'm already registered, but I just haven't got to the point where I could just log in and be on Black Talk Media Network. And I'm going to tell you something, brother. I'm excited about it. I've been telling everybody.
David, if you could give him my cell phone number. You got my cell phone number. I texted to you earlier today.
No, I got it already, Scotty. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
I'll probably give you a call tomorrow because I won't be into I won't be out of Vermont probably to about maybe 10 or 11 at night. So I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Okay. I'll be looking for it.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, Dave, I'll get in the back room and listen, man. Keep slamming.
Right,
you're doing
right,
the job.
All right. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, I posted that inside of BTR, that actual, the book. Yep, and it does have Pope Salad in there. And there's a couple of other books. You need all those. That's the library you really need, because then you increase your intrinsic value for your family and everyone else. That is a must. Plant these plants at your home. These are the things that you need to plant at your home. These flowers and these plants, you need to actually plant both as a part of your garden and as a part of your wild garden. There are some things you should actually be going out into, like if you have fields around you and things of that, you should actually go out into that and actually plant certain things, wild seeds and things that will have great resilience, like mint and other things that will grow there. Man, there's so many things. You have to prepare your own environment before things happen. So great points by Davis' team. So we got that posted there. Listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after the commercial break. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we're going to continue the conversation. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today's show, we're talking about some of the things that the stores will be running out quickly. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Bring in some of the things that you think that we need to be talking about. We got a couple of callers in queue. We're definitely going to jump to them. I appreciate the callers. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Brother Davis, and the callers that we have in queue. And I want to say this before we go to our callers. Remember, the shelves, the only thing that the stores have, there's nothing in inventory, so everything in the stores, the food stores, are going to be gone quickly. Once trucking stops, this country stops moving. So let's go to some of our callers that are in queue. Let's let them bring up some things. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, peace, Brother Dave. This is Ross. How you doing?
Brother Ross, what's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm good. This is a profound show. Mel, the goodness. All of you have been talking really, been putting down some really good stuff here. I was thinking when you were talking about mint. Mint is very good. Peppermint is very good for the stomach. Also, if you're planting it around your garden, it'll help to keep rodents and ants out of your garden. So you can naturally kind
hold on.
Of
You know what? Hold on. Roz, you know what, man? Because I had a real, my neighbors and when I was in Southern California, they all had ant problems. But since we had mint around us, no ants whatsoever. That is so true. One of the bad things about mint, you have to be careful because it will overtake your garden. So you got to be careful. It blows. When I say it blows up, it grow everywhere. It blows up and grow everywhere. But you just got to be strategical and mindful that mint is key. But go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I was going to say you definitely want to contain it because it'll grow like a weed would. So you're absolutely right about that. That is correct. I was thinking, too, a couple of things that I got. I got something called the EverStrike. It's basically a waterproof match that you can, like, fill with butane, and it's airtight. So if you drop it in like, a river or something, if you're out in nature, you can take it right out the river and still light it. It works really good. I got something called a credit card multi-tool. It looks just like a credit card, but it has like a can opener. It has a mini saw, screwdriver, hexagon screw, wrench thing on it. It's like a bunch of little tools all in one that can come in handy. When you talked about the flashlight, it reminded me of when my wife got trapped in New York during the blackout. And she was horrified because the only people who could see anything, because you couldn't see in front of your face that night, were people with some form of flashlight. So being that I travel so far, because I'm about 80 miles from New York, so I travel and I always walk with like a tactical flashlight, because tactical flashlights you can use in an emergency, but you can also use them for self-defense. So if you have to defend yourself, it has like points on it. So if you have to like clean someone's clock, you could clean their clock really quickly and efficiently and keep it moving. There's a good book that I bought called The Prepper's Water Survival Guide: Harvest, Treat, and Store Your Most Vital Resource by Daisy Luther. Another good one is The Living Ready Pocket Manual: First Aid Fundamentals for Survival. That's by Dr. James Hubbard. They call him the Survival Doctor. He goes into all these different things you could use in nature for medicinal purposes in the event of an emergency. Another good one I have is called Survival Hacks: Over 200 Ways to Use Everyday Items for Wilderness Survival by Creek Stewart. So these are just some books that I think might, you know, just give some insight into things that people might want to look into. Also, I bought some Mylar sheets that you can use if you're stuck out in the wilderness and it's cold. It looks almost like aluminum, but they actually maintain a lot of heat. And I also have a couple of Mylar tents as well. So if, you know, you have to relocate from your house or your house gets destroyed and you have to stay outside, literally, you know, it's also made out of Mylar, so it will keep the heat in the tent itself. And then, of course, if you have the Mylar sheets, that'll help to maintain your heat and keep your body temperature, your body heat will be maintained within that particular tent structure that you might set up. So those are some things I thought might be good. Also, peroxide, I think, is also a good item to keep around in case you need to, you know, you have any wounds or anything you need to care for in that regard. There's a few things I thought about, but it's just slipping my mind. But those are just some of the things I wanted to chime in with for now.
Man, hold on, Roz. Great point. Now, let me tell you, Roz said Mylar bags. Mylar bags has multi-purposes. A very, very useful tool. You can actually prevent transmitting and receiving messages with it, so your phone won't transmit or receive a message with it. Mm-hmm. Very critical. One of the things that's really important about it is this. Here it goes. It hides your heat signature. It can be used tactically to hide your heat signature against thermal imaging.
Mm-hmm.
That is extremely important if you use it correctly. So Mylar bags is a must. Is a must, man. As always, Rye, you dropped some great stuff that we need, because as we always know, you know, most of you, Roz, I think you've been listening to Tando for a long time, and for those of you that have been listening since we started this, we've been always building and building on this for exactly what we're seeing globally, because this is going to be a multifaceted chaos program and destruction program that we are going to have to readapt our general daily lives around. You know, and it's going to be so, so important. You know, one of the things that we're also going to have to look at is everything is going to, shoelaces are going to be important in so many different ways, you know, and multiple shoes. Don't throw out any shoes, especially if you have smaller size, because there may be some children in your family that their shoes have been compromised and they don't have any more shoes. And if you don't have shoes, ladies and gentlemen, man, it could be a hard road. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
I'm sorry, I thought of something else too. Paracord. Paracord is something mm-hmm. you can get, and they have it for really good pricing on Amazon. So if you know, you can use it for all kinds of things, whether it's for a shoelace. If you don't have a belt, you can use it as a belt. You can use it to make your own living quarters, like sleeping quarters and whatnot. It's really good, and you can use it for all kinds of stuff. Also, I know on Amazon they have really decent prices for meals ready to eat, like how they have them in the military. So you can stock up on them, and they can last you, I guess, like 5 years. Some can last longer than that, but ultimately, you know, it's food that you have immediate access to. So if you are in an emergency situation, you know, you have access to meals ready to eat, which is what they carry in the military when they're out on their in their missions and their expeditions and whatnot. So that was something else I wanted to toss out there.
Yeah, you know, well, one of those for the general population. We got another caller in queue. Hold on, Rod. Just know that those meals, the military MREs. Your body's going to have to get used to that stuff.
I was about to say that, man, because I hated those things, man. I mean, I would have rather had a can
of... Constipation?
I would have rather had a can of Spam or something, man. So I was about to say, you can make your own meals ready to eat. Again, like if you go to Dollar General, I don't know if y'all had those, or, you know, the dollar store
mm-hmm.
where you can get stuff like Spam and even like Jiffy cornbread mix, you can get that stuff real cheap, man, for a dollar or a little over a dollar. So you make your own meal ready to eat by stocking up. And as long as you don't open them, you know, obviously not the Jiffy mix, because, you know, that stuff will go bad over time. But in terms of the canned goods, the Spam and all of that, while you normally wouldn't, you know, suggest people eat that type of stuff, it does make for good, you know, rations and whatnot in times of need.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to use that as an argument, but Roz is actually right there. You can go online and get some of that stuff, the military, but try to get some of the meal ready-to-eat stuff that is more commercial-based, because with some of the military ones, you're going to deal with constipation, so you're going to have to also have some things to deal with that. And believe me, it took my body a little while in the military to get used to that, and that was a young body. Boy,
and it's
that
not a whole
is,
lot of food either, man. It's not a whole lot of food. They have in there like little packs of stuff. You might get some crackers.
Yeah.
You might get some matches. You might get some little coffee mix. And you'll have whatever meatloaf, whatever that's going to be. I can't remember the different ones. But the beef and the pork and all of that.
Yeah.
Again, I'd rather just eat Spam straight out the can.
I know, Scotty. Ain't no joke. You become creative quickly. We got another caller. Hold on, Roz. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to him. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hello, sister. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. First of all, I was wondering, did you read this article about the Venezuelan swarm to the Colombian border?
Yes.
You read that one?
I read a lot on Venezuela, what's going on there. And you sister, you read my mind because I was just about to bring that up. Go ahead. You do it.
Okay, and they're talking about they opened the borders so that the Venezuelans can come in, but they can only come in on foot. And they're looking for flour, pasta, cooking oil, blood pressure medicine, spark plugs, condoms. And they're talking about that some of them are hungry in certain cities because they can't find anything to eat, but some, like in he's Marrakech, he says his primary goal was just to get baby products because you can't get diapers or powdered milk, you can't get any baby products. And also they said they had to radically change their diet, and they can't get meat. And they can't get flour and pasta, but they do have fruits and vegetables, which is fortunate for them. But they live in a climate in which you can plant year-round, right? So, you know, that's wonderful for them. And if you do find something open, there's a huge line, and you have to wait, and you hope you get very lucky. But this is also the people who have some money, you know, the people who have some money to buy these. And then the border is only going to be open temporarily, and they're letting the Venezuelan shoppers come in, but then they have to go back. So I found that very interesting about, you know, how this is being handled, and especially since you said that Venezuela had a higher standard of living than here. But here's another thing I wanted to bring up. It's a little off topic, but it just has to. I've been meaning to mention this. Did you ever see the movie Before Vendetta?
I'm not a movie watcher, sister, so I know I haven't seen it. But tell us about it. Go ahead.
In Before Vendetta, England is a superpower. Britain is a superpower, all right? And America, this is futuristic. America started a war, and they lost. And so now they're begging for supplies and goods, especially from England. And what has happened, they are now the biggest leper colony. That's all America has turned into now. And he's talking about how, look at this country. It used to be this so strong and wonderful. And, you know, they had all this wonderful, what happened to them? What happened? And he said, it's kind of funny, he says, God. Well, anyway, he says that they didn't do right. They let in immigrants and homosexuals and different races, and that's why they fail. But I found that interesting because, you know, you have these little sides, but if you look at America lost, as simple as that, and they became a big leper colony begging other countries for supplies. And so that was interesting. But there's one other thing I do want to say very quickly. Do you think, I have my opinion, but I'm asking you, what do you think is going to happen after this?
There were so many good points that you made. What I think is going to happen is what we've been talking about here. Think America, that movie that you saw in was predictive programming of what they say. And what I think is going to happen is that the U.S. will be purged of its economic, geopolitical, military and cultural influence throughout the world. It will be the new Third Reich of Nazi Germany, and they will be dismantled in order for the people that actually control and make decisions to maintain their control over people. And they're going to shift the quality of life standards that were here is going to go to another country, and I believe that is going to be a Eurasian country, particularly Russia and China. And I do believe that Russia and China will go to a war after the war that they have with America, after they defeat America.
Okay.
Then
so
they're
going
to turn on each other.
Go ahead.
Yes. And real quickly, what is going to happen is that the United States will be in receivership. Its assets will be taken away, and its citizenry will be required to pay redemption for the crimes of its government. And that means by workforce labor. What you're seeing in Venezuela, you said that Venezuela has the blessing of being able to farm year-round. Well, that's going to turn into a curse, because they're going to make the people go into those fields to farm for the corporations and the government itself. So,
okay, because when we're talking about what we're going to do, we have to keep in mind this is not just a temporary thing. This is not a temporary thing or a storm that's going to blow over, or you're down in the shelter waiting for the storm to end, or you know, down in the shelter waiting for the radiation to lighten up. Mm-hmm. This is something that's going to permanent. And
yeah.
So that, you know, so, you know, thoughts have to be as to, do you want to live in that way? You know, so that's really... I have something else, but I'm going to share that with you.
Wait, sister, you said something. I'm glad you said that. Do you want to live that way? Now, what I will say is this. I believe that just like in Venezuela, when they have able to go over to Colombia, that is the open black market that's being set up. And let me tell you why that's the open black market. Because they're exploiting the overall economic disposition that the people are in, and that's the open black market. Many people here will thrive in the downfall of the U.S., and I believe that there are going to be sanctionized safe zones throughout the U.S. where commerce will continue to happen.
Okay.
There's always a reason to maintain and fight for life, and there are going to be communities that are going to come up that are going to have sovereignty being its overall backdrop and foundation of its existence. So that there are going to be great opportunities. This is why we want you all to prepare, because when you're prepared for that collapse, there's going to be, the U.S. dollar is not going to be gone. It's just going to lose its purchasing power. It's still going to be here, and the economy still will be here, but you will just have to be able to function in that economy successfully and resourcefully, and it will happen. There are going to be, there's an opportunity for prosperity to be regained. One of the things that happens in the wealth transfer is that those that are prepared for that wealth transfer ensures that that transferization of wealth also stops with them. And this is going to be the opportunity. This is not all gloom and doom. This is going to be manufactured. And one of the things about the people that are putting this together, they're not the smartest people in the world. There are always large holes in their overall plan that you can exploit and rebuild with collective prudence, a community that will thrive. So I just wanted to make that point, and I'm glad that you said that.
Yes. Okay, because also when I don't know how much time you have, because I do want to talk to you about something else, and it's going to take a little bit more time than you might have, so I might call you next week for that.
Okay, we have about 8 minutes left in, ma'am. So let me see. If we have any other call? No, we don't have any other callers. So go ahead. If you could do
but
it in like five, that yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, but wait. There's one other. How come you haven't had a follow up on when you had the alien? You know, I was waiting. You were supposed to do some follow up, a discussion on when you had the alien lecture.
Yes, I was going to do that today, and I was going to do it last. But see, remember, there was there's been some current events that have happened that supersede that. And I'm going to tell you something about the aliens. Part of that is all a ploy, too. This has been also a part of the doctrine of deception. But we will do that next week for sure, ma'am. And we're going to do the 96-hour margin call, and we're going to do that. I want to replay some of it, and then we can have a discussion about what some of the things. And this is just my opinion from some of the things that I've been made aware of, and everything else. And we could talk about it because I think it's necessary, because I think it's going to be multifaceted in this approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I do have to talk to you about, like I said, it's going to take a few more minutes, but it has to do with closing a corporation. And
it's going to be.
This is my opinion. I don't think it's going to be a war. I think it's going to be an appearance of a war, just like it was an appearance of this so-called, they now call it the Great Recession. And there really was not a recession. It depends on where you live. That was just a plan to get people out of their jobs, to cut wages, and it worked. And just like Tavis Smiley said, they cut out black wealth. Between the years of 2006 and 2016, they cut out a lot of black wealth. And if you notice, there are people who are making $70 an hour. They were even complaining about the white people on certain programs about these people making all this money at these car plants and all this. And it was strategic to wipe out wages. They cut people's wages in half, gave them ultimatums. You can quit or you take half wages. So I don't think there's going to be an appearance of a war, but I think what this is, because we do know the United States of America is a corporation. They are shutting the corporation down. It's just as simple as that. They're shutting it down. And what do you do when you close your business? You sell everything. You sell your stock. You sell your supplies. You sell all your equipment. You sell your building. You know, right?
Liquidate.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. And this is a corporation that we all know. This is not a country. They're closing it down. And also, the United States was always a colony still of Britain. It wasn't. They were. It's too many clues to show you this. That you know. There's no separation between the United States of America, Germany, and Britain. There never was. And I think that was a point they wanted you to think there was. That's just like they brought all these Nazi scientists over here. And that's just like, if you look at how come every appointed president or whatever, always one of the first things they have to do is what? Go see the Queen. Now, do you wonder, not Queen anywhere else? Queen of England. Why is this? Why? And there's just too many other obvious, like the BBC is everywhere, it's on the college radio stations, and other little clues. So I'm saying that this corporation is being closed down.
Yes,
and so, but
it definitely is. Wait, sister, because you're making some really, really good points. I want to carry that over to next week,
okay,
because
okay.
I think it's too important, because in the short time, we got one more caller that's in queue.
Okay.
But if you would,
right.
Give us a call, because I'm going to do the alien show, and I'm going to do... the current events based on what's going on, but I'm going to do the alien part of it next week, and also because we got to follow up on a lot of these things, because you know it just is not enough time for what's happening, but we need to use our time wisely. Great call, as always. I agree with you on everything. No, not some of the things, pretty much everything. Yes, I definitely can see, and I think what you add is great value for us to look at some things. So I appreciate the call, sister. Call back next week, because I think would love to hear what you're saying, and I know the listeners do too. Much love, much respect. Let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Bobby Jones, Jr. the Third, sir. I just wanted to chime in real quick. I have a question. It's very important to me, man, Brother Dave, that we do that 96 hours, man. I really, really, really want to do that. Can you please make time to do that, sir?
We'll do that Tuesday then. We'll do the aliens on Monday, and we will do the 96-hour margin call. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. We're gonna be living through that 96-hour margin call.
I know that.
Yes.
And brother, I
will do it.
And Brother Scotty, I can't get nothing from TuneIn. I don't understand what's going on with TuneIn. I can't get anything. I don't know why. Do I need to do something else, go somewhere else? Or?
No. I think Scotty was dealing with some tune-in issues. He posted it inside of he sent the email out.
But it'll be coming back soon?
Yeah. Okay. Scotty's working on it. It's a little bug, so it'll come back. So, great.
Okay,
yes,
so with the 96 hours,
Now, what did you say your name was again? What was your AKA? So I can,
I think it was Bobby Jones Jr. the
Third. Yeah, it was Bobby Jones the Third. Well, Bobby Jones the Third, AKA Mr. Bobby Jones the Third. Well, Mel, I will definitely do 90, because I know Aisha wanted that, and it was a couple of other people. I know Stephanie, Sister Watkins wanted the 96 hour margin call, a couple of other people. So we will do that, because it's something I think that I need to finish, because we only got 24 hours into it. So we got to get to
Okay, others. Big up Sister Aisha too, man. Cool. Peace, man. Have a
yes,
good week.
Yes, good peace. Okay, brother. Much love, much respect. Man, great, great. I want to just thank you all for calling. Raj, you there, man?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. I just want to thank you all for calling and holding it down, and it gave my voice some time to really, go with the flow and to be able to do the show. I just want to thank you all. Now, what I want to say to you all, things are going to change, and they can happen right away. And we all here want you to be prepared and to have collective prudence among ourselves. One of the most important things is not how much you can physically prepare for everything, it's about what you can prepare for mentally and spiritually. Brother Davis always talks about this. We all here resonate with that, and that's who we are. There's nothing that we need to fear. This is actually going to be a great opportunity. Either way, we need to change the overall paradigm. And we need to change the paradigm, other than those that are actually instigating the paradigm change. They want to do it by force and fear. We have to do it by a different consciousness. We have to do it by love and cooperation, which is stronger. You cannot. I firmly believe that the great creator resonates not with a closed hand, what is a fist, but what is an open hand. Because there is nothing that you need to steal. It is all your birthright. And we need not to pay for our birthright. Raj, thank you so much, bro. All the great stuff you post inside of BTR. Next week, let's all get together and actually continue to do this until we actually won't be able to, because I do believe that we may lose the internet at any given time, and we all need to be prepared for it, but we will not lose our overall ability to resonate with each other without speaking. And even if we don't have and never even seen each other, I trust, I've never seen Brother Raj, but I know that if I walk past him, we'll stop and introduce ourselves, because we've never not known each other. And that goes for all of you as well. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon, and we will get back to you all, God willing. Watch what's going on, prepare, and be in a position that you and your family and our community will have opportunities in the design destructive plans that are being laid out with those that are executing their free will. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.